This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the return National Repentance Movement in Washington, D.C. is growing. Stay tuned. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
When a nation strays from God, God doesn't give up on them, but gives the nation opportunities to humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Then he promises to hear from heaven and heal their land. But that promise is predicated on the nation returning to God. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and co-chair Pastor Kevin Jessup have called for a Joel chapter 2 response to this urgent time, and they have consecrated a solemn assembly in Washington, D.C. on September 25th and 26th. The call for prayer and repentance aligns with many other important events. Franklin Graham is calling Christians to a prayer march in D.C. at the same place during the same time. It also falls during the Days of Awe, which are the 10 days between the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. These are the days that are consecrated for repentance for a nation to turn to God. Recently announced to happen also in D.C. on Saturday the 26th is the official introduction of President Donald Trump's nominee to fill the seat of the Supreme Court that was vacated by the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This judicial nominee could be pivotal in helping the highest court in the land return to its constitutional roots and prayerfully the overturning of the 1973 decision Roe v. Wade. The nation is at a kairos moment, and the return co-chair, Pastor Kevin Jessup, says that the time has come for each of us. We have been called to seize the moment. We are at the threshold of the greatest move of God in our time. Opportunity implies the right moment, which may only last a moment. Kairos means a God-given opportunity is being offered to mankind at a specific moment in time. However, the word also implies that there is a risk of faith. In other words, as time moves on, the opportunity can be missed. Friday the 25th at 6 p.m. starts the Return Eve, the next generation, which will start by honoring military and law enforcement. My Pillow inventor and founder, Mike Lindell, will officially launch his drug addiction recovery network. Former American Idol star Danny Gokey will lead worship and other artists will join him. Nikki Cruz will be delivering a powerful message that evening. The Return main event on the National Mall begins on Saturday the 26th at 9 a.m. And Rabbi Jonathan Kahn says that, before we can pray for America's return and repentance, we must take part in our own personal repentance. He continued saying, we believe that as we follow what God has set forth and required for revival, He will answer us. Many Christian leaders are taking part in this historic repentance gathering. Pat Robertson to Dr. James Dobson, Pat Boone, Anne Graham Lotz, Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, Michelle Bachman, Gordon Robertson, Marcus Lamb, Pastor Robert Morris, Bishop Harry Jackson, Mike Lindell, Tony Perkins, actor Kevin Sorbo, General William Boykin, and many others. If you can't physically get to D.C. for the event, the return will be simulcast on many TV stations and streamed online. Reportedly, there will also be the return in countries in Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Pastor Jessup says that we are living in a Kairos moment today. We believe that working together in unison under the leadership of Jesus Christ, we will be honoring the appeal of the Apostle Paul when he said in Romans 15, verses 5 through 6, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity amongst yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and one mouth you may glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For more information, visit thereturn.org to register and learn more. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.